Chapter 18. In Queen Victoria Street. Poirot's next inquiry was at the Ellis Vale Cement Company, where James Ryder asked his assistant to show the visitor in.
"Forgive me for disturbing you," said Hercule Poirot. "It is about the death of Madame Giselle."
"Well, what about it? Sit down, won't you? The inspector was round here a few days ago, sticking his nose into my business," Ryder said bitterly. "I have my reputation to think of. I'm in a difficult situation, because I was sitting just in front of that woman. If I'd known she was going to be murdered, I wouldn't have taken that flight at all." "Oh, I don't know, though. Perhaps I would."
He looked thoughtful. "Has good come out of evil?" smiled Poirot.
"Well, I made a nice sum of money from talking to the newspaper reporters."
"The money was perhaps particularly welcome, since you failed to get a loan in Paris."
"How did you know that?" demanded Ryder. "It's true, but I don't want people to hear about it."
"I can keep a secret, I promise you."
"So, what did you want to see me about?"
"It is delicate. I have learned that, although you denied it, you did do some business with this woman Giselle."
"That's a lie. I never saw the woman. I'd never get mixed up with those high-class moneylenders. They prefer to lend to rich women with gambling debts."
Poirot rose.
"I apologize. There must be some mistake."
Ryder had passed his test. As he left, Poirot crossed another suspect off his list.